All right, Dan Rivers on 570 WKBN. I came across this book, and it's almost unbelievable to think that this is going on in our world. This is essentially happening in Pakistan. And the book that I got here, Viking, you'd be interested in, is about the rat boys of Southeast Asia. And they take these kids and they bind them from a very young age to almost distort the way they look. And it's the practice of turning children into rat boys, and almost an inhuman extension of the Chinese feet-binding practice. It involves small kids and their heads and their limbs, so they develop in an abnormal way. And then they become more of a pathetic person, and they go begging on the streets. And we came across this guy that has written this book. And, Mike, you're going to give me the pronunciation again.
Zulfikar Rashid.
Zulfikar Rashid. All right, Zulfikar Rashid. Thank you. Zulfikar, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Dan.
Thank you very much. This is, I'm looking at the picture that you sent me. This is an adult. And is this the product of the binding at a very small age to make him look almost like the rat boy or like a monkey?
That's exactly the situation there, Dan. And this person is actually a rarity because, as you can imagine, with this kind of a deformation, usually the rat boys or rat children don't live to be very old. They usually die at a younger age.
And do they do this as a religious practice, or is this, what parent would decide that their children are going to be rat boys?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not the parents who decide that. It's actually, these children get abducted from the street, and it's one specific case of the organized beggary rings that are prevalent in that part of the world. But they get abducted, and then they get deformed like this, as you said earlier, to evoke more sympathy when they go out to beg for money.
Got it. So in other words, there is a... What are the numbers of these folks, first of all? I mean, is this just a small segment?
Well, and as you would imagine, it's not easy to track this. A couple of years ago, there was a study published where there was an estimation that there may be up to 20,000 or so children with small heads that are run by various shrines and other beggary rings. So, I don't know how accurate that number is, but it's a large number. It's not a small number. The good thing is that it's not growing very large because there is more awareness about this, and the practice is less common. But the fact that it still happens is still very abhorrent.
Yeah, and you have been on the streets of Pakistan to see this firsthand?
Oh, yes, yes. You go to Pakistan, to Karachi, to the inner provinces, and you will run into rat children begging for money, yes.
And so these rat children, do they go on to propagate then? I mean, do they marry, or do they die at a young age? What or all of the above?
No, usually, I would say in most cases, they die at a young age.
So these folks out here are really, it's almost like an organized crime ring then, isn't it? I mean, they take these children, deform them, to evoke sympathy, and this is how they, and then I'm sure most of their monies are given to the person that is running this ring.
Not most, actually, all of it. They really, as you can imagine, with a deformation of the brain, there is, if they're not very intelligent, they don't have a normal, coherent conversation or thoughts. So they don't really get to keep any of it. They just get some food. They get maybe a place to lie down at night, and the next day they are back on the street.
And what do they do? I mean, two or three years of age, they somehow bind their head to deform it?
Yeah, it's either metal caps or leather is used to bind the heads, and then they just that binding stays there for a few years. As the child grows, the brain does not grow, the head does not grow. And you can imagine that the rest of the face still matures in a normal way or as normal as possible with such a constriction on your head. So you get this very small head and disproportionately large eyes and nose and ears, and it's a very strange strange creature that you run into.
No, you know what? In some ways, Pakistan is a very evolved country. I mean, you know, a nuclear power. How does this go on? With it has to go on with almost the tacit approval.
Well, you know, there are two main causes, I think, that drive this. It's lack of education and poverty. So people have children, but they can't really feed them. So either they give them to shrines or the children get abducted. Even if children are not converted into red boys, which is, again, I want to make sure this point is clear, it's not a... the 20,000 number seems large, but it is in proportion. It's not a large number. I think the number of children that are begging on the street or just, you know, on the streets during the day is much larger. It's in the 10, 12 billion range. So it's a much bigger problem across the society where you have children who are not educated, whose parents are very, very, very poor, and they have no other recourse than to send children out to go begging.
Yeah.
So there's that situation, and you know, when you have children running in the streets, they get abducted. They become part of
it. We're sometimes amazed at what goes on in the rest of the world. You spent 18 years in Pakistan, and
yes.
how did you come to the United States, or were you just working in Pakistan?
No, actually, I was born in Pakistan. I lived in Pakistan. I came to the United States to study. And then I got a job here, and then I've been here in the United States for about 26, 27 years now.
Got it. First 18 years of your life in Pakistan, and
yes.
Writing about the rat boys. Has this been written about before? This is really the first that I have heard about it, Rashid. I mean, I didn't mean to call you your last name, Zulfikar.
That's all right. No problem.
Yep.
So there are, if you go on Google and you just search for Red Boys, you'll see a number of articles, reports in the BBC, in Pakistani newspapers, videos. There's a lot has been written about Red Boys and against this practice. I'm not aware of any other novel that specifically deals with this topic where I've taken this very real thing that happened and just presented it in more as a story and a struggle.
I think about this. I can't imagine that this could happen in the United States, where we would, unless, you know, people would be imprisoned for this. But you're actually taking young children and you're putting them with a leather helmet on or some kind of a metal binding, and you are causing their head to be stunted. I would think, why isn't this called out in in Pakistan? Why hasn't the end? Why hasn't human rights groups put an end to this?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think that, like I said to you earlier, the practice is decreasing. I can't say that it stopped, but it is decreasing, and it is decreasing because there is so much visibility on this topic. As late as I think two, 3 months ago, there was an article in BBC on this particular topic, and there have been other articles written about it. So there is a growing awareness of this particular problem. However, that does not solve the larger problem of organized beggary by children, by criminal gangs. This is just a subsection of that larger problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for that larger problem, there are laws, there are punishments that are prescribed in the law for parents who send their children out to beg and people who abduct children. The difficult thing, Dan, is that it's a very widespread problem, like I said to you earlier, driven by poverty and lack of education. And that there are many organizations within Pakistan that are addressing those root causes.
Yeah. Zulfikar Rashid is on the air with us here today. If you want to read about an interesting topic here, probably something you've probably never thought about, it's called the Rat Boys of, and how do you pronounce it?
It's Rat Boys of Karalabad is the name of the book.
Karalabad. The Rat Boys of Karalabad. Tell me a little bit about Pakistan. Seems like we wish Pakistan would do more for America. It seems that the Taliban can operate openly. Al-Qaeda, in some cases, can operate openly. We give Pakistan a lot of money. Why isn't Pakistan a better friend of the United States?
Well, I'll give you my opinion on that.
Yeah.
I think that the Taliban are really not operating openly. I wouldn't quite agree with that. There are certain parts where on the borders of towards Afghanistan, they have a stronger presence. That's absolutely true. But if you look at how many Pakistanis get killed by these bombings, by these attacks that happen randomly that are driven by the Taliban, Pakistanis generally are not in favor of the Taliban. The Taliban is a very specific, extreme interpretation of Islam, which is not, at least for me, it's not in line with Islam.
Do you think most Pakistanis like the United States of America?
I would say that generally, yes.
I would say generally, yes. Is it easy to immigrate from Pakistan to the United States?
Well, it is. It has become more difficult. It used to be much easier, but people do still immigrate. And, there are very, very bright people in Pakistan. And America, I think the U.S. has this general approach of if you have the right talent, then you are welcome. And people do come and immigrate to the U.S.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of folks out here that are physicians and engineers, and they are welcome with open arms. Zulfikar Rashid, born in Pakistan, spent his first 18 years of life there, and he brings us a story about the Rat Boys of Karalabab. And you may want to read this book. It's pretty interesting, and especially when you look at the picture on the back of the book, and you say that's a rarity to see an elderly rat boy. And this is what has become of a human that has been had his head bound from small child.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling in, and your book is widely available?
Yes, it is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and various other outlets. And you can also get to my website, ZulfikarRashid.com, and there's links to the book over there also.
All right, and we're spelling that Zulfikar Rashid. And look for the book, The Rat Boys of Karalabad. The Rat Boys of Karalabad. Listen, thank you very much for coming on our program and bringing us a topic that I didn't even know existed.
Thank you, Dan.